Hello, and welcome to I'm a Perfectionist, Get Me Out of Here, where we are all allowed to be perfectly imperfect. I'm Eileen Webb, a licensed psychologist, CBT and EMDR therapist, author, NLP practitioner, and as you can see, a podcaster as well. My guest this week is Kim Julien, who is a feng shui expert and psychic. Through her group program, Love Your Life, she helps her clients gain confidence and clarity to live the life they love. Hello and welcome, Kim.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you could make some time for our podcast today.
So I'm excited.
Very exciting. So could you tell us a bit about yourself, your journey? What brought you to where you are right now? And a bit about where you are now.
Sure. Yeah. So I was born and raised in Minnesota. And as a little girl, I was always very much about making sure everything was just right, which is, of course, a perfectionist tendency. And, you know, I would move my things around in my room a lot, which I came to discover was about feeling the energy in the space and it just not feeling right. So needing to kind of move things around. And as, you know, sort of fast forward, I lived in Minnesota all my life until 2017. And I moved to Maui in May of 2017, sight unseen. So talk about going from, you know, like needing to have everything in order to moving to a place I had never been, didn't know anyone, moved there by myself, had never even visited. And, you know, it just really has been an amazing journey. I'm just so grateful to be there.
And how did you start getting interested in feng shui and psychic reading?
Yes. So the feng shui piece, I feel like I've been doing that all my life. I just didn't know what it was because I was always sort of arranging things. I was always moving things around. And then I took a mini class back in 2000, I think that was 2013. And I was like, wow, this actually, it was before that. I moved into a new home and things weren't going well. I went to the library and this book just sort of jumped out at me and it was on feng shui. And I started just reading and all these kind of things. And it made so much sense to me. I really, it just was like, oh, this makes perfect sense. And I started to implement things and things started to shift. So it was one of those things that worked really, really quickly. And so I was just very excited about that. The intuitive piece has always been with me. I've always had a really strong connection with angels. And over the years, you know, as I started to grow up, people didn't believe me. And so you kind of get that where you close it off, which is what I did. And that reopened in around 20, I would say, I think that was about 2011, 2012. I went to an event with Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks, and it just like reopened immediately. I had one of those like awakening moments.
Yeah, how did it happen? What kind of transformation happened there?
Yeah, so I was at the event. My girlfriend and I had flown from Minnesota. We were literally just staying overnight for the event and then, you know, flying home the next day. And during the event, the energy was so, I now understand what was happening, but the energy was so strong that I could barely keep my eyes open. And it wasn't a jet lag thing. It was different. Like it felt just like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on here energetically. And the next morning when I woke up, my girlfriend was still sleeping. I grabbed my journal and I went out on the patio and all of a sudden I could hear my angels and guides, like they were sitting right next to me and they were talking to me, telling me, oh, you're going to be channeling, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that. And I'm sobbing, right? I'm like, no, find somebody else. I can't do this, right? And it just, from that point on, I like to say lovingly that they haven't shut up since.
Amazing. So that is part of your work, as I understand.
Yeah, so that is where maybe I'm a little bit different than a typical feng shui practitioner because I really combine the intuitive piece. So I can not even know someone and talk to them, not even see their home physically, but be able to feel kind of energetically where things are off. Like I'll just out of the blue, I'll ask a question. They'll be like, yeah, that's what's, that's happening here. And I'll be like, okay, I'm getting that, right? So I get pictures typically in my mind. Sometimes words come in as well.
So you mentioned that you always wanted things in a certain way in your childhood, in your room. So that gave you kind of sense of control. And that really ties up wonderfully with when you discovered Feng Shui. It was like, oh my God, it all makes sense. And
Yes.
it also has the things in a certain place. So if I may just go back to your childhood and ask you about where that might have come from. Was there anyone else in your family, in your parents, any of your parents that had any ex high expectations from you, or
You
that?
know, I think from my perspective, I don't know that it was necessarily my parents, but I was the youngest of six. So I think for me, it was a way to sort of stand out to, try to aim for that because I had so many siblings to compete with that it was, a way for me to try to be perfect to, and it was a sense of control because there was more chaos with so many, my several of my sisters were much, much older, but it did it, for me, it feels like it was a way for me to sort of have control when I didn't feel it necessarily.
Especially if you're the youngest, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, a way to kind of have some kind of some kind of control of your
Or
environment.
to stand out, in some way to stand out. I was very vocal as well when I was young, which was another. I said I had to be, to be heard, right?
So, would you like to tell us a bit more about Feng Shui for those who are not? I'm not very familiar. I know a little bit about Feng Shui, but if
Sure.
you may, for those who are not familiar with
Sure.
you.
So feng shui is actually an art and a science. It's thousands and thousands of years old, and it's based on the principle that your space reflects and affects your life. And it's all about creating balance. So we do a lot of things in feng shui to balance the energy. So, for example, if you go into a doctor's office, at least the way that they used to be, was all white, right? All the walls were white, the ceiling was white, there was nothing really to look at, and it's a very sterile environment, right? And to contrast that with being out in nature, where there's flowers and there's plants and there's trees, and you just feel calmer. So that's what feng shui does. It brings you into a state of balance in not only in your spaces, that's the main focus of it, but also yourself as well, because you learn through feng shui about being able to balance. Like, for instance, you're wearing that beautiful green, and that's a wood color. So wood is all about entrepreneurship. It's very much about being growth and there's a lot of different things that wood does for us. So as an element, there's five different elements that help us balance things with feng shui. But the thing that I think about feng shui that is maybe a little bit different twist or a different little way that I look at it is I think of it as a way to create a space that energetically supports you and the things that you want to draw into your life.
Wow, amazing. So I didn't realize when I was wearing the green that it was
Right?
about growth and wood and what it represents, entrepreneurship. Wow,
Yes.
I'd like to, I'm sure I'd like to know more about this as well. And so how did you find that your perfectionism has been affecting you? Firstly, I guess, is it still, or are you more aware of it? Are you recovering perfectionist? What would you call yourself now, looking back?
Yeah, I would say I'm a recovering perfectionist. I don't know that I'm quite there yet with letting go, because there is, especially if I'm doing an email or I'm doing, something for my business, I want it to, I want it to look good. I do take time to edit videos and that type of thing. But I will say that I've let go of a lot. I mean, there's a lot of videos that I've posted that are definitely not perfect. And, and it just, that's part of the nature of being in this kind of business where you're doing videos off the cuff sometimes, or you're just, yeah, it's part of it. So I feel like being in business has also helped me not be a perfectionist, because you don't have time. You really literally don't have time to be a perfectionist. You have to just get things done. So I do feel like even in my own, life outside of business, that I have really gotten to a place of just letting go of things. Not with everything, because, I'm very much about, like, things need to have a place, and that's a feng shui thing too, right? Everything having a place so that you don't have a lot of clutter. It's, sort of, clutter is the opposite of perfectionist, kind of a thing.
About letting go, and sometimes about the videos. I recorded a video, and then I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, no makeup and no filter, nothing. And it's like, oh yeah, but it's, you know what? Just let it go, because it's not about how I look. It's about what I am saying. It's all
Exactly.
about
Yeah.
that. So yeah, it's I think that maybe it never goes away, but you just gain more awareness to let go. Example, I have been sitting on my book for 2 years, which I wrote during lockdown in 2021, with a book club, and finished it in December in 2021. And it's just going to be published in October now. So it's like, every time I had a look at it, it was like, ooh, but I know more now. And then adding a little bit more here and adding a bit more there and so on. So then there's a point, go, baby.
Yes,
Go
right.
out to the world, open your wings and help other people, my dear book. So,
Yes, yeah.
I think you just, that's why you are perhaps recovering, but never really, I'm not a perfectionist anymore place.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if anyone ever gets there. Right.
So with your clients, how does that work then? Could you tell us a bit more about the work you do and
Sure.
what you how you experience your perfectionism with your clients at your work, and how then you perhaps recognize perfectionism in your clients and how you deal with it.
Yes. So I think the easiest way to talk about this is to give you an example. So there's a client that I went to see her home in Wisconsin, and everything was, like, in its place, right? There, nothing out of place. And she had, I think at the time, had two or three dogs. So even, the dogs sort of had their place, and there was virtually almost nothing on countertops or on dressers or any surfaces. Like, very, like, on the surface looked perfect, but yet she had a lot of different things that were going on in her life that were not, health things and work things and other things that were going on in her life that were not perfect, right? That were problematic.
Never
And
are, yeah.
yeah, and so part of it too is sometimes when you have an environment like that, similar to the doctor's office that's got all white walls, it's too sterile. There's not enough balance of softness, of different textures of different colors. That's where you get a lot of these places that are monochromatic, right? And it just doesn't feel like people don't want to hang out there because it doesn't feel comfortable. Because we really, as humans, need that balance of the elements. And I'll just share what the five elements are. The elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. So those are the five feng shui elements that we work with. And so we work with a balance of those. So perfectionists typically will be very metal people. And what I mean by that is each element has some characteristics that go along with it. Metal people are very by the rules. They're very much about wanting to make things right. They're very much about needing things in their place, right? And even to the point of like adjusting things, right? If something is off, like they'll move the picture in somebody else's house, right? It just that's the kind
That
of
you might go to, which I used to do.
yeah, right? Yeah, so that's where we have an overabundance of metal typically. So we all have all of the elements, but usually we have one that's stronger. And I would say typically perfectionists have a really strong metal element. And so they might wear a lot of white. They might be very much about wearing like fitted clothing versus like loose and flowy kind of clothing. They very much are just think about things from a place of being analytical and what's the right thing. So all of those things. So the reverse of that, though, then when I come in is like, how do I balance that? How do we shift that? And oppositely, if people are having trouble focusing, like for me, I need focus. So metal, the element of metal is also about focus. That's the main thing, right? Focus. And the just to let you know, the shapes, so I mentioned the color white or gray are kind of the colors associated with metal. The shapes are round, or which is so interesting because you have like these round shapes behind you, right? So yeah. Yep, round shapes or arcs or even ovals could potentially be something that you'd see a lot in that type of space. And then of course the substance would be metal itself. So like metal jewelry, maybe even shiny fabrics, that type of thing. Yeah, right, which I mean we all wear a lot of jewelry, so I don't know if that's a but it's just, one of the things that is associated with metal. So then to balance that, we need to bring in other elements. And in feng shui, there's a cycle of elements. And I won't go through the whole cycle, but just to know that metal impacts wood. So if you think of a metal axe cutting through wood, so if you want to balance the element of metal, you could potentially bring in more wood. Thus, your green, right? That green helps balance that metal energy for you because it gives the metal something to do. So you're giving that something to do. So that wood is one of the elements. The other element is fire because fire destroys metal. So if you fire a piece of metal, it's going to melt, right? It's going to impact it in some way. And so the other way to sort of balance that perfectionist tendency is to bring in the element of fire. And fire, as you can imagine, is reds, vibrant colors, orange, the shape is a triangle, kind of like a little teepee fire, right? The element itself is fire, like candles or lights are fire. More lighting as fire. So those are kind of some ways that I would go in to help a perfectionist is to help balance those things within their space.
Brilliant. And so how do you combine all your knowledge at your work, the the psychic reading and the angels, how and feng shui, how do you combine them all, or do you do them separate? Well, I guess, is that possible to separate them, really? They would all
Yeah, it's really, yeah. So when I'm doing a feng shui consultation, because I'm very intuitive, most of my consultations now are remote. I happen to be in Minnesota right now, so I could potentially be doing some feng shui, live with clients here. But typically I'm doing everything remote because I'm on Maui. Other than people that are on Maui, then I will go to their physical homes. But I'm doing everything remote. So I do rely a lot on my intuition and my feelings about things. But I recently, we're sort of on a road trip right now. And one of my dear friends and clients lives in South Dakota. And we stayed with her for a couple days. And we had done a feng shui consult remotely. But then when I was at her house, I'm like, oh, this makes a lot more sense to me. Like, right when I can see it physically, and just obviously spending, whatever, 5 days there, you get to see a lot more of the details and things like that. So we were talking about things that way. But I do combine them. I do things separately as well. I do angel readings just separately on their own, but sometimes feng shui things come into that, right? Where I'll be like, oh, you've got money issues going on. I'm seeing this in your home. What's going on in this area of your home? So it will come in that way. And then when I'm doing, I do a group actually called Love Your Life, which combines everything. So I go through everything with the feng shui, with how do you connect with your angels and guides? How do you get clear? Because that's a big piece of this, right? Is getting clear in your space, in your mind, in your heart, to be able to open up to the things that you want to draw in.
Declutter.
Decluttering is a part of it, definitely. Yeah, I
Yeah.
have a bonus module in my Love Your Life program that is all about decluttering.
Yeah, absolutely. Declutter your mind, declutter your home, and your mind is your home anyway,
Yes.
isn't it? So it's the home that you live in a lot more than your own home, actually, your physical home.
Yes.
I think keeping that decluttered is really important as well. So within your family, your family now, any perfectionism tendencies in anyone?
Yeah. So this is kind of a funny little story, but I a while ago I read Marie Kondo's book and I started doing, I don't know if you're familiar with Marie Kondo. Is she familiar to you?
No.
She's an organizer essentially, and what she does, one of the pieces that she does with the organization is folding. So folding clothes, instead of having everything pretty much hanging in your closet, she teaches you how to fold clothes so that you can see them. They're basically like lined up so you can see all the shirts that you have. And
Does
there's
she
a,
do TV programs?
she
Or
does. Yeah,
yeah,
she does.
I think my daughter might have shown her.
Yes. Yeah. So very, very well known. Most of the people will probably know, at least in the West, will probably know that. So I had was super excited after I had done all of this organizing, and my son came home from college, and my oldest son came home from college, and I was so excited to show him what I had done. And I like opened the drawers and I showed him all these drawers, and he's like, wow. He's like, my life makes so much more sense now. Because he is very much, he just moved into a new place and he's got it all set up already. He's got it all organized, like, his hat's all, his shoes, every, he's very much about needing things to be in places. And I think being the oldest, maybe I was always about like, oh, let's put your toys away and this belongs here and this, right?
Yeah,
So,
but the space as well, you
yep.
where everything should be.
Yes, yeah, and it is, it is something that helps him feel calmer, right? And that's what it does for me as well. I feel like having things in a place helps me feel calmer to be creative because he's an artist. So he is very much about, being free form and things like that. But he also is very detail oriented with his art.
Yeah. So you can see how it might be affecting other family members as well. You can recognize it. That's,
Definitely.
I guess that's the most important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. Is there anything that you feel that we haven't covered yet? I know that you have a gift to our listeners as well,
I
which they
do.
can look at the description of our episode
Yeah,
description.
so just to give a little bit more about that gift. So it will give the listener a number of quick tips that are all about bringing more flow into their life, right? So bringing more opportunities, more abundance, more love, all of these different kind of things through some of these tips that I'm giving with Feng Shui. But then they also get a bonus. There's a series of videos that I did that are all about creating flow. And there's a lot of other things in there that are really, I've just heard a lot of great things from people that have tried these little simple little things. For instance, just making sure that you can open your front door fully, right? That there's nothing blocking it behind it, that you don't have shoes sitting behind it, that type of thing. So there's a lot of very simple things that they can get through that. And then it includes that Find Your Flow Masterclass as well, which is like a 45-minute class all about the specific things that you need to do to create flow in your life. So a lot of good stuff there.
Amazing. Who could resist that? It sounds absolutely amazing. I think I'm going to go for it too.
Awesome.
And well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And I know so much more about the five ele el about the five elements, so much more about the five elements and how they work and what they do in feng shui. And I think that many of us will find it quite helpful to look at your bonuses too.
Yes. Awesome. This has been lovely. Thank you so much for
Thank you
inviting
for
me.
joining us and thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us in I'm a Perfectionist, Get Me Out of Here podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do leave stars and a review. Help me spread the word by sharing this with your friends and family. My practical manual, Transformation Through the Power of Quotes, will help you or someone you know get through tough times and feel happier. It is now available on Amazon paperback and Kindle. You can also check out our website, mindandmood.co.uk. Thank you again, and remember, imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. Bye for now.